Activists in Syria are reporting more violence and deaths in various parts, with several people reported killed in government shelling in the city of Deraa in the south. There's concern about the situation near Al-Hafa, near the coast in the northwest, which UN observers were unable to reach after their vehicles were attacked and shot at. Our correspondent Jim Muir reports from Beirut.
Syria finds itself in the curious situation where both sides in the conflict are predicting a massacre at Al-Hafa and already blaming the other for it. The mountain town is held by rebels and surrounded by government forces. State television has been heralding an impending slaughter by playing the recording of an alleged telephone intercept in which two rebels are plotting a massacre to be filmed and blamed on the government. That led the Americans and others to express fears that a regime-sponsored massacre was on the way. And that has provoked an angry statement from the Syrian Foreign Ministry, saying the Americans had increased the chances of a massacre by providing cover for what it called the terrorist-armed groups Washington is supporting.